Hi, I'm Melissa Valentine. I'm a professor of management at Stanford University.
And I'm Michael Bernstein, a computer science professor also at Stanford. And we're bringing these two perspectives together as the authors of Flash Teams, a book about leading the AI-enhanced, on-demand future of work.
So what is a Flash Team? We liked how Adam Grant described it. He said, "Have you ever wished you could assemble your version of the Avengers at work? This book shows you how."
We thought that was a pretty fun way to put it. The Avengers means it's the right set of experts who come together at exactly the right time to do a tough, important job.
And our book walks you through the mix of new technology and very human leadership that helps you get the right team in a flash and lead them to a successful project.
All right, we're excited to tell you five of the key insights from our book.
Insight one is that there are experts everywhere, all the time. One of the biggest mindset shifts of Flash Teams is recognizing that expertise is not scarce. It's abundant. Managers have been trained to think that hiring an expert takes weeks of job postings, interviews, and approvals. But with Flash Teams, we flip that mindset. Whatever expertise you need, it's probably out there. And you can access it in minutes, not months. Let's start with a story. The founder of a $35 million Flash Teams startup told us that he had a client who needed to reimagine how to sell a beloved toy truck after their retail store shut down. Using the Flash Teams approach, he pulled together the right three experts on demand. He quickly found a former McKinsey partner in retail, someone from Toys R Us, corporate development, and a supply-side expert from Amazon. They'd never met before, but they delivered so well that the client rehired them to manage execution. We've demonstrated the same speed in our classrooms. I've asked students to hire a professional designer and get a finished team logo in under 80 minutes. And every time, they've done it. So what's the management insight here? It's that leaders can stop assuming that talent is a bottleneck. Once you recognize expert abundance, you can start to design projects differently, taking on bolder challenges, experimenting faster, and pulling in expertise at just the moment it's needed. This shifts managers from fearing scarce or hard to find talent into orchestrating abundant talent. And what makes this possible technologically? Modern online labor markets and digital platforms are the infrastructure. They provide access to millions of professionals worldwide. The reputation systems help you assess quality, and the fast contracting and payment systems remove the friction. Technology lowers the transaction cost of finding, vetting, and convening these experts, so leaders can act on the abundance that is already there. The key insight is this. We now live in an economy of expert abundance. With the right mindset and the right tools, you can assemble the right people at exactly the right time. And now you can see why Adam Grant said it's pulling together your own version of the Avengers for work.
Insight number two is that AI can help you design your teams and organizations. The amazing thing about having Flash Teams is that because they're created using computing at the core, you suddenly have this ability for AI to jump in and help design your organization. How we staff, how we work together, when we adapt, it can help us be more effective, happier, and more performant. AI can help us solve lots of problems that are organizational and managerial blind spots, and we're not talking about high-level theory here, but about practical dials that managers usually leave on the table. This is exactly where AI comes in. In the book, we explore how this new generation of AI is influencing what our teams and orgs look like. How should your team be collaborating? Should it be flat or steeply hierarchical? Who should even be on this team? Who out of the entire organization should we be convening into this Ocean's 11 of just who are the right people for this project? There are so many decisions you'll have to make in order to have an effective team. And it turns out that we as people, we just underexplore. We don't try enough options. We try a couple things maybe. We see what seems to work well enough, and then we just say, yeah, seems good. And we fall into a rut. But with AI and Flash Teams, all you do is you instrument the basics. How's our performance? Are we shipping what we said we would? How strained or energized do we feel? And you give the system permission to propose little experiments. Hey, try DRI for decisions this week. Maybe rotate a member for fresh eyes, or shorten your stand-ups, add a midweek async check. If it produces improvements, the AI learns to keep it. And if it doesn't help, the AI might toss it. As people join or roll off, the recommendations adapt. These are exactly the kinds of things that give us managerial superpowers and that Flash Teams and AI can make possible.
Insight three is that management classics are still classic, just reimagined. In some ways, Flash Teams sound like something brand new, on-demand experts, AI tools, dynamic org charts. But one of our big insights is that the management classics are still classics. They just look a little different in this new world. Take project management. In our research, we studied hundreds of Flash teams. The best teams didn't succeed just because they had the right experts. They succeeded because a team manager made sure that the pieces came together. Synchronizing handoffs, keeping information transparent, and making sure the client's vision stayed connected to the team's daily work. One engineer told us bluntly, the PM makes or breaks the team. Or leadership. In one of our experiments, when a client suddenly changed requirements mid-project, the teams that thrived weren't the ones who had the flashiest experts. They were the ones where a leader stepped in to integrate different perspectives, rebalance priorities, and help the group adapt quickly. Leadership, this ability to inspire, coordinate, and adapt, it still matters, maybe more than ever. Or take integration. Even with great role clarity, unexpected complexity shows up every day. Someone doesn't deliver, or two roles conflict, or the work comes in super messy. That is the residual complexity that only managers can resolve. In one case, a team writing poems for a card game had beautiful, but very mismatched poetry. They quickly elevated one person into the role of chief poetry officer for a day, just long enough to integrate the parts into a coherent whole. So that's hierarchy reimagined. It was temporary and lightweight, but crucial. So what's new? With Flash teams, digital tools now support these classic management functions. Platforms like Slack or project dashboards give managers real-time visibility across the whole team. AI-enabled systems can help leaders spot when the handoffs are slipping, it can recommend different workflow adjustments, or even simulate different team configurations before you commit. The human arts of human leadership, integration, and project management don't go away, they get amplified. So the key insight is this. Flash teams give new life to timeless management skills. The tools may be modern, but the fundamentals of clear leadership, good coordination, and thoughtful integration are still what make or break a team.
Insight number four, we call AI simulations and organizational what-ifs. Flash teams open up this incredible opportunity to have a kind of what-if machine. What if we organized the team this way? Would the team work better or worse? What if we brought this person onto the team? Would it help? What if we split up into two smaller teams? Would we move faster and make better decisions? Imagine being a manager and getting a fast, concrete preview of what might happen. What could go wrong? What's likely to improve? What might get worse? It sounds like science fiction, right? But Flash teams make it doable now. The reason that it's now possible is a clever application of large language models like ChatGPT. We can use this new generation of AIs to create lightweight AI simulations of your organization. Imagine digital twins, little AI copies of everyone on your team that act and behave roughly the same way that they do. With those simulations at hand, you can put the digital twin of your team or organization into different configurations, change the team, change the collaboration rules more, and see if they coordinate more smoothly. This is possible today through what are called generative agents. These are AI agents that simulate people based on a bit of knowledge about them. Maybe you run a little interview with everyone on the team and you use that to create a digital twin of them. Or maybe everyone agrees to let you use a slice of their historical Slack or email to create digital twins of them. Once you have that, your team can become this dynamic, queryable object. You ask a question, you run a quick scenario, and AI shows you how it might play out. It's a rapid, plausible rehearsal. A what if? And it's not just simulation either. We can catch early warning signs for your team. And in the book, we show examples where we can often flag whether a team is likely to fracture, to stop wanting to work with each other, using about just 60 to 90 seconds of their text chat. A tiny view of how people talk and coordinate can reveal surprisingly strong signals. And suddenly, we can catch all sorts of signals and predict whether this team is going to be great long-term partners, or if maybe we should have been reconsidering the idea. It's almost like organizational speed dating. So imagine you have this superpower to create this organizational what-if machine. What if we worked this way? What if we brought this person onto the team? What if we prioritized this over that? What might happen? You wouldn't have any ability to do this before Flash teams. And now you have this amazing managerial sandbox. Flash teams turn your org into a safe, queryable what-if machine so that you can prototype structure before you commit to it.
Insight number 5 is you already have a Flash Teams toolbox. It turns out that you don't need to have a PhD in artificial intelligence to do these things. You can do it today, and you don't need any custom software. All you really need is the idea and access to a modern large language model like ChatGPT. It turns out that everything that we had to spend months coding manually, if you can just be specific about what you need, those tools can now code it on the fly for you.
Okay, so let me give you an example. We were talking earlier about using AI to help you figure out how to design your team, where the AI is going to suggest tweaks. So one option, right, is to go get an advanced degree in computer science and learn about networks of multi-armed bandits and build this whole thing internally, debug it, it's a mess. But the other option is just to keep a spreadsheet where you've been keeping track of how things are going and the management decisions you've been making so far. And then you just go to GPT-5, give it the spreadsheet, and ask it to implement the approach that we described in words, and it does all the math for you. I've been showing this to executives I've been teaching. Hey folks, yo, here's a QR code. Just copy paste this into GPT with your spreadsheet and voila, it works.
All right, there you go. Those are the 5 big ideas from Flash Teams. We hope you enjoy.